All trees have either heat or cold in them, in the same way that plants do, 105. Trees were essential to Hildegard's writings, not only for the physical healing properties they contain, but also for their use in metaphor, in the same way trees are foundational to many of the biblical texts. Hildegard spent her life surrounded by trees, first at Disibodenberg and later at Rupertsburg. This experience likely influenced her writings. For example, in a letter to an abbot, possibly named Manigold, around 1156-1165, she wrote the following. In your works and morals, I see you as a tree that has great veridity in its leaves. One branch, however, is drying up, but let it not be so. Look to patience, which produces humidity and veridity in all good works. Draw patience to you, and keep yourself from those flowers that lack veridity of virtues. 76. In honor of our St. Hildegard Feast Day celebration in 2023, Jet and Don Schneider commissioned this beautiful wooden statue of St. Hildegard for our space. It was carved from white pine with a chainsaw by Pennsylvania artist Sandy Irwin. Jet was inspired to commission this piece for us after a wooden Hildegard statue that resides in a private Hildegarden in Duckroth, Germany. During the months of May through September, the statue is placed in the back gardens near our outdoor altar on the church patio. We bring the statue into the church foyer for the months of October through April to protect it from the harsh winter weather. The base of the statue, made from metal and rock, was created by Rick Steringer. In addition to the statue, we also received a wooden prayer bowl for pilgrims and community members to place their prayers. We invite you, as you are making your way through our shrine, physically or virtually, to pause at times to offer your own prayer intentions through the intercession of St. Hildegard. St. Hildegard of Bingen, ora pro nobis, pray for us. Amen.